Well, thank you, Emma and Nigel, for worship. We're going to take communion today, so if you want to just pause while you get things prepared, that's fine, and then just press play. As simple as that. But we're going to take communion, so let's just settle our hearts and let's just pray and move forward with our service. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your table, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you said on the night that you was betrayed, you took the bread and you said, "This is my body broken for you." And you asked us to do this as an act of remembrance of what you did for us on Calvary's cross. And Father, you took the cup and you said, "Drink this in remembrance of me. This is my blood that was shed for you." So we thank you, Father, for that reminder of your goodness to us. Well, church, I was going to look over the next couple of weeks at spiritual gifts, and I will still do that at some point, but on Tuesday this week, I was reading my daily portion of scripture, and I came across Ecclesiastes, and it made me smile, and it kind of got me thinking that there are times that we as Christians could think like Solomon. Now, Solomon was a man who was given much wisdom. God said, what is it you want? What would you like in life? And he had an opportunity to ask for fame and riches, but he didn't. He asked for wisdom. And we know that Solomon was one of the wisest men alive at that time. And many kings would come from other countries and they would sit before Solomon because he was so wise. And there's certain stories in the Bible that stands out. The one about the woman with the child, or the two women with the child. So Solomon was a man of wisdom. But when we look through Ecclesiastes, he starts off with meaningless. Meaningless. Everything in life is meaningless. Everything under the sun, means this world, is meaningless. And that's what he starts with. That's before he gets into what he wants to share. And there are times I would suggest that we, as God's people, could be lured or deceived to think the same. Meaningless, meaningless. All in life is meaningless. And we look at the situation we have at the moment with the lockdown, with the coronavirus, with people losing their jobs and the uncertainty about our health and fearfulness. And do we wear masks? Don't we wear masks? How much do we distance? Do we go out? Do we stay in? And we start to look at the things that are unfolding in the media around us. We look at certain protests and certain policies and procedures. And surely there are times where we just could think, meaningless. What's the point? You see good people being harassed. You see the truth being distorted. And you think, meaningless, meaningless. Well, I want to share some reflections, if you like, in Ecclesiastes and just bring a message for me and you today as God's people. So settle down. Let's see what God has to say to us this morning. Remember, everything in God's word is there to encourage us, to build us up, to enable us to think, to enable us to put into practice our faith, and to be reassured that he is our saviour. But looking at Ecclesiastes 9, I'm going to start reading from verse 1. Just a few passages and then just see what God says to you through this. "So I reflected on all this and concluded that righteous and the wise and all that they do in God are in God's hands. But no one knows whether love or hate awaits them. All share a common destiny." What Solomon is saying here is we all die. We all share in a common destiny. And remember, this is quite a way into his thoughts by this time. I encourage you to read Ecclesiastes. It's quite a peculiar book. And you could be fooled into thinking, well, what is God saying to me through all this? But you bear with us. You read that short book and you see what God does say. You see what Solomon says in the end. "Who knows whether love or hate awaits them? All share in common destiny. the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good and with the sinful, as it is with those who take oaths and those who are afraid to take them. This is, in verse 3, this is the evil in everything. Everything that happens under the sun. And he says this time and time again through Ecclesiastes. Eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. All is the same under the sun. He's not very hopeful at times when we read through this. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of people, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live. And afterwards they join the dead. Meaningless, meaningless, he says. Everything under the sun is meaningless. Everyone in verse 4 who is among the living has hope. Even a liar, just get this, there's a bit of humour here. Even a live dog is better than a dead lion. In other words, while we have life, while we have breath, we have hope. So read between the lines, even though Solomon is saying meaningless, meaningless, everything in life is meaningless under the sun. He says this, he makes this proverb, if you like. Even a live dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die. We know that the minute we're born, we are decaying, aren't we? That's the reality of life. We're here but a whisper. These few years that we've been given privilege to be on earth, that for us as Christians, they're only a waiting room for the eternal perspective. He says, for the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no future reward, and even their name is forgotten. You've got to get into the heart of what this man is saying. Meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. And he's saying, what's the point? Whether you're good or whether you're bad, whether you do the right thing or the wrong thing, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, we're all going to die. Meaningless, everything under the sun. Even our names are going to be forgotten. We die, we get buried and nobody remembers us. Goes on in verse 6. Their love, their hate, and their journey have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. In other words, once they're dead, that's it. It's over. There is nothing else. No longer will they be able to do anything in this world. Meaningless. Verse 7. Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for God has already approved what you do. Just get on with life, enjoy yourself, he says. Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil. And when they would wear white, that would be a sign of celebration, and oil would be a sign of gladness. He's saying, just eat and drink. If you look at the verses before that, eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. What's the point? It's all meaningless under the sun. Enjoy life, he says in verse 9. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun. Let me read that again. You know, in one part of this, he's going, you know, enjoy life. But just listen at the irony in what he's actually saying. This is a man of tremendous wisdom. He followed God wholeheartedly at one point, and then he lost his way. Then he came back, but he lost his way, and in losing his way, he couldn't see the point in anything. And sometimes in life, if we're not careful, we will be trapped into thinking, meaningless, meaningless, all in life is meaningless. If we're not careful, we'll be trapped into thinking that what's the point as a Christian, a follower of Christ? We do the good things, we do the right things. We try to be righteous, not in our own righteousness, but in God's strength. We try to give to the poor. We try to enable other people to be lifted up. But it all seems meaningless, because when we do good things, people speak ill of us. When we do good things, bad things seem to happen to us at times. All seems to be meaningless under the sun. In verse 9 he says, enjoy life with your wife, whom you love. That's a good thing. And he says, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun. All your meaningless days, for this is your lot in life and in your toil. Some labour under the sun. Verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither work, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. In other words, God's given you an opportunity to work now, to enjoy the fruits of your labour now, so be of good cheer. Even though it sounds depressing, doesn't it? Meaningless, he says. But he says, whatever your hand finds to do it with all your might. When we put our mind to do something, let's do it with all of our strength. Let's be wholehearted, not half-hearted. When I go into ministering on a few of the gifts of the Spirit, it'll be an opportunity for us to reflect on what God has given us and how we can work. And this message really is I want to encourage you with this, as we believe we will come out of this lockdown. We're at the hands of other authorities at the moment because the village hall cannot meet government guidelines, so we can't meet there, and there isn't any other places that we can meet together. We're going to try and do the midweek stuff. But have hope. Be of good cheer, because the message doesn't end with Ecclesiastes. Meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Work with all your might, because where you are going, there's neither work, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom, because we're going to be dead, he says. Meaningless. I have seen something else, he says in verse 11. I've seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, nor wealth to the brilliant, nor favour to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. In other words, what he's observed is this, and there's truth in this. He says, not always the fastest runner win the race. Not always the strongest person will win the battle. Not always the wisest individual will eat that day. The wealth of the brilliant, nor the favour of the Lord. Some people who are really clever, bright individuals, sometimes they don't make finances. They don't make money. And favour doesn't always come to the learned, those that have understanding. But time and chance happen to them all. Meaningless, meaningless. Moreover, in verse 12, no one knows when their hour will come. And that's true, isn't it? No one knows when our hour will come, but we do have hope. A fish is caught in a cruel net. It's a suddenly, is what he's saying. Or birds are taken in a snare, so people are trapped by evil times. The time of evil comes, it creeps up us, and the day of destruction comes. Well, God gives us an answer to that, doesn't he? If you remember some of the things we followed in weeks gone by, it says, when the day of evil comes, it says here, the sudden evil comes, some people will be trapped or are trapped by evil times. When the day of evil comes, what does God say to you and me? He says, stand. And when you've done everything to stand, stand firm. And then it says, he's given us an armour, a spiritual armour to wear. That full, unexpectedly, it falls upon them. In verse 13, I'm going to try and race through this because I've got some scripture I want to encourage us with. Verse 13, I also saw under the sun an example of wisdom that greatly impressed me, he says. There was once a small city with only a few people in it, and a powerful king came against it, surrounded it, and built a huge siege works against it. Now there lived in that city a man, a poor man. He was poor but wise, and he saved the city by his wisdom, but no one remembered that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength, but the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are no longer heeded. What he's saying is, I see wisdom all around me at times, but when the poor man is wise, he saves the city, but no one remembers him. Meaningless. Meaningless. What's the point? Nothing is good under the sun. In verse 17, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of the ruler of fools. In other words, listen to the whisper of the wise. Don't listen to the shouts of the fool. There's some wisdom in that, isn't there? Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. And the reason I bring this portion from Ecclesiastes is because there are times that we may be fooled into thinking, what's the point? Everything under the sun seems to be meaningless. Well, let me remind you of something. I want to encourage you. In Romans 8, verse 29, it says this: "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." Now, to be predestined, God had already predestined you and me to be conformed to his Son. Before you was even born, before you was a twinkle in your parents' eye, he knew you, he loved you, he predestined you to be the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, which is you and me, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So I want to show you that when and if we ever get to a position where we say, meaningless, meaningless is everything under the sun, be reminded of what God says about living under his Son. In Ephesians 1 verse 5, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Everything is good if we live under the sun. Under the sun. It has a different connotation, doesn't it? In Ephesians 1 verse 11, in him we were also chosen. That's in Christ. We were chosen. Haven't been predestined. Remember, God had already, he already knew your heart's response. He knew that you'd be full of faith when you was confronted with the gospel. According to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. See, it's not random. It's not meaningless, meaningless. Everything under the earthly sun seems to be meaningless. But everything under the spiritual sun has a plan and a purpose. And God has a plan and a purpose for you, to prosper you and not to harm you. Be reminded today. Be of good cheer, Christian. In verse 12 of Ephesians 1, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And then he goes on to say this, and you, meaning me and you, also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. So even though in Ecclesiastes, Solomon is saying to those that will listen, meaningless, meaningless, we're just going to die. It doesn't matter. What God says, when we live under the sun, the living sun, Christ Jesus, nothing is meaningless. Everything has a purpose, and it's to his praise and his glory. He has a future for me and for you. At the end of Ecclesiastes, it's worth looking at the summary, because he says this in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. After he said everything and gone meaningless, nothing is of any use, he says this: fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment. He will judge, in other words, the living and the dead, including everything hidden, things whether good or evil. So even though Solomon was going through that portion in his life where he could see no good, in amongst it splattered proverbs, wise sayings, he came to this conclusion: at the end of the day, we need to obey God, because God's going to judge the living and the dead. So for me and you, it's important to know who we are and how we live under the sun, under the living sun. In Psalm 42, verse 5, this grabbed me. Just see if you get this. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. And this is almost as if the psalmist is speaking to himself. Why are you so downcast? Put your hope in God. So we could read Ecclesiastes and think, oh my goodness, meaningless. And then speak to ourselves. Speak to the spirit that's being pulled down and say, why are you so downcast? I'm going to put my hope in God. I will, it says, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul seems downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you, Lord, from the land of the Jordan and the heights of Hebron. In other words, when I'm on the mountains, I'm going to call out your names. When I'm in the valley, I'm going to call out your name. Let's speak to the sun, the world, and let's encounter the living sun, the Lord. In John 8:34, it says, Jesus replied, very truly, or very verily, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So, in verse 36, it says this, so if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So we don't live under the natural sun, in the sense that we're not ruled by the world. We sit under the spiritual sun. And if we are set free by the spiritual sun, we are free indeed. So be of good cheer, Christian, this morning. Be encouraged. Maybe you've not thought to yourself in lockdown, meaningless, meaningless. Maybe it's just for one or two people who have thought, you know, as I watch the TV, the good people seem to be being pushed out. Logic is out of the window. Common sense seems to be gone. Morality, where is it? The difference between truth and a lie, we can't see the difference. What's the point? Well, we live under the sun. We live under the sun, the living sun. And we need to hear what God says about us afresh. In John 8, verse 31, to the Jews who have believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold on to my teaching, and you are real disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we need to be on our guard, knowing the truth, being set free from the truth, and living under the sun, the living sun, the Son of God, the one who gave his life for us. In John 15, verse 7, says this, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, Jesus says, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. If you remain in me and my words remain in you. In other words, God has a plan for us. He's given us a relationship so that we can ask. Ask, receive, knock, and the door will be opened. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, I'll close with maybe this and one more scripture. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Remember, when we live under the sun, we're encouraged to handle the word of truth. When we live under the sun, we're told that we're a part of a family. When we live under the sun, the living sun, we're told that we're redeemed, that we're set free. That sin has no mastery over us because we're not a slave to sin. We're a slave to righteousness, God's righteousness. Because we live under the Son, his Son, God's Son, the Redeemer. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says this. This is quite probably one of the most read out portions of scripture in Ecclesiastes. And it says this in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. There is a time for everything. And we know there's a time for everything, don't we? There's a time for everything. And a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time to tear down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 5, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6, a time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. But what he doesn't say is this. This is a time to believe. This is a time to rejoice. This is a time to trust. This is a time to move forward. This is a time to give. This is a time to remember the good things that God has done for us. This is a time to take our stand. This is a time to join together as a church. This is a time to believe that God's best is for me and for you. This is a time to rejoice. This is a time to dance. This is a time to lift up our hands. This is a time to pray. This is a time to give thanks. This is a time to remember who we are. We are sons and daughters of the living God. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon says, meaningless, meaningless, everything under the sun. You and I can say, truth, faith, hope, and love. We can rejoice because we live under the Son of the living God. So church, continue to be strong. Continue to think that God can think and remember that God has called you for a purpose. This is a time to seek him for that purpose. This is a time to say, Lord, you've gifted me. How do you want me to use my gifts? Natural or spiritual? They're still gifts. Natural or spiritual? When we come out of this lockdown, when we're allowed to interact with our neighbours and our colleagues, when we're allowed to join together as a church, when we're allowed to come together, it's for a plan and a purpose. It's to see people prosper, to see people redeemed and set free. Remember, we've been predestined for one reason. Yes, we've been predestined. Our purpose is to be with Christ in heaven. But while we're here on earth, life is not meaningless. It's full of meaning. And we are put on this earth to share the good news with other people. The good news that Christ came to redeem us from our sins, to set us free, to reveal truth to us. And you're part of God's plan and you're part of God's purpose. So life is not meaningless. Life is full of goodness and joy. This is a time to rejoice. Amen. Amen.